Peace of Christ be with you. Happy Friday, Hope College. So glad you're here. Yes, yes, yes. First Friday of February. It's outstanding. We've got some visitors here. It's a visitation day. We want to welcome those of you who are visiting Hope College. We're so grateful that you're here and that you're checking out the Hope College family. You don't just choose a brand, a sticker to put on the back of a car. You choose a people. And we want you to be a people of hope. So thank you for coming. Two quick notices and a piece of advice. Here's the first notice is that tonight is the men's and women's night out. And it is the cutoffs at the Keppel House are at noon. So noon today, after chapel, if you're not signed up, head over for the men's and women's night out. Second notice, Sunday, the gathering will be at what time? 5 o'clock, and it is going to be the great Hope College hymn sing. So if you need some time to just sing, from your toes to your tongue, come on out to the gathering at what time? 5 o'clock. I hope you all can come out. And here's the piece of advice. Gentlemen, this is from relationship advice, okay? Gentlemen, if your girlfriend asks you for some fries, don't be cheap and say no. Go up and get her some fries. That's all I have to say about that. And I know you see, I see you, and I know you hear me. Go up and get her fries. Okay, that's it about that. Hey, we're at the, you'd be surprised the kind of dynamics that happen when you don't get the fry. We're at the end of a week of Life After College series, and to close out this week, we have the beloved, the extraordinary Dr. Jonathan Haygood from the History Department, who's going to talk to us a little bit about a life of gratitude. Welcome, Dr. Haygood. Yes.
Thanks, Trigg. Can you guys hear me? Good. Okay. I want to talk to you today about gratitude, about being thankful. What can we learn from the Bible about gratitude? Well, from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 15 through 18. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Bible is very clear here. Always seek to do good to one another and give thanks in all circumstances. I think we can read this in two complementary ways. Give thanks when someone does good to you, and perhaps do good to one another in part by giving thanks. From Romans 1, verse 21, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You guys need to do that a little louder, okay? This is the Bible telling us that the unrighteous do not give thanks. It is a warning to us that if we don't practice gratitude, we might develop futile thinking or foolish hearts. From Colossians 3, verses 15 through 17, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right, you nailed it. Good. I propose to you that the Bible reveals that God wants us to be thankful, to have thankfulness in our hearts, and to give thanks, and not just to him, but to one another as well. Always, in all circumstances, we should be obedient to this commandment. Let's take a moment to be thankful. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
You're getting there. Now, how might we know this? Is it enough to just say thanks a lot, right? That's a good start, certainly. But one way to be truly thankful is an approach that I call practicing your deepest gratitude. And it's got three parts. First, you need to recognize that someone did something for you, something he or she was not required to do. For example, and I love this about our culture here at Hope College, students, you're really good about holding the door open. If somebody's going through, the next person coming through. You didn't have to do that. I can get the door, but thanks. Not a very deep thanks, mind you, but thanks all the same. A deeper gratitude has a second component, which is to identify the need, your need, perhaps unstated or unrealized, that this action addressed. If we keep the door example, sometimes I'm carrying too many things, or I have a big box in both hands. I can't get the door myself. I mean, I could put the box down. So really, thank you for holding it open. You didn't have to do that, but I sure needed it. So this is a deeper thanks, but we're not quite there yet. Practicing our deepest gratitude means articulating the way in which this action has, as the Bible often says, built you up. That is, formed you and shaped you towards a better version of yourself, closer to who God intended you to be. Here are some examples. I want to express my deepest gratitude to Trigg for inviting me to speak in chapel today. You didn't have to do this. There are plenty of better speakers, and there's no requirement that you work through the faculty and staff. It's not my turn. But you know, I needed this. I'm in my 9th year at Hope College. I've never done this before. I also get emotional, sorry. As I prepared for this talk, I realized I have some things I needed to say and that I wanted to connect with students and with God in this way. And finally, speaking in chapel has helped me to live into parts of who I am that were dormant, perhaps, or unrealized. So, Trigg, you have my deepest gratitude. I don't know if Megan Fisher is here today. Megan works in the Career Development Center, and she's in our Life After College team. I want to express my deepest gratitude to Megan for the work she's doing with this program. Megan, you didn't have to do this. I'm sure you could have told your boss that you're too busy. They gather things going on, and maybe there's somebody else that could work on it. All I knew is that I needed somebody from Career Development to help. But I didn't know that I needed someone so gifted in working with students, in keeping the details in place, and in thoughtfully considering what students need when considering life after college. And I've learned from working with you, Megan. I've learned things I didn't know about working with students, and that I now know how to be a better member of the Hope College community because of it, and maybe also a better person. So, Megan, you have my deepest gratitude. One last example. Friends, did you know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who died for our sins, so that we will not perish but have eternal life? He didn't have to do this. We don't deserve this. I certainly don't deserve this. But Jesus did come down to earth to dwell among us. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Friends, I needed God to do this. I need Jesus. I'm broken and sinful. I'm the worst sinner I know. Whoring, drinking, lying, stealing. I'm just talking about this week. I need Jesus to be with me, and he is. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Friends, this good that God has done for me, for which I'm so thankful, has been and continues to be transformative. I'm a different, better person because of Jesus. He didn't have to do this. It's only through God's grace that my need for a closer relationship with God is being met. And I am built up every day because of it. So, God, you have my deepest gratitude. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
You guys are good. So, what does practicing your deepest gratitude have to do with life after college? Well, in general, before you move on to the next season of life, you should reflect on the previous one. Seniors, practice your deepest gratitude for those who have done good to you. something that addressed a real need, possibly one you didn't even know you had, something that built you up. Develop a disposition toward expressing your deepest gratitude. Identify when people help you. Use those moments to reflect upon your needs. Think about how people are changing and forming you. Identify when you can do good to another person and build them up through an action that addresses one of their deep needs. Finally, despite what the world tells you, despite how it feels, despite the realities of making individual decisions, you are not alone. You are not an individual. You are a person in relationship with others and with God. You will never confront this more directly than when you transition to life beyond Hope College. Practicing your deepest gratitude will help you to grow into the righteous person that God knows you can be. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. Dear God, your blessings are needed now more than ever. Lord, I ask for all you can do to protect and provide for these wonderful students as they move towards lives after college. I ask that you see them through to their futures, guide their choices, and support them. I ask that you bless them in all ways. Give them hearts full of love and heads full of wisdom to guide them. Even more, although they will be leading lives after Hope College, fill their lives with hope and the deepest gratitude for all that you have done and will do for and through them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you.